This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The Missouri Corn Growers Association has endorsed Governor Jay Nixon's re-election campaign. The group says this is the first time it's made a gubernatorial endorsement. Association President Billy Teal says the group decided to endorse Nixon because of his efforts to promote Missouri agriculture by expanding its markets globally. The group also cited Nixon's support for ethanol cooperatives, among other things. Four Republicans are competing to unseat Nixon in the August 7th primary. Earlier this summer, Nixon was endorsed by the Political Action Committee for the Missouri Soybean Association. That group said it was the first time it had backed a Democrat for governor. Kansas City has reached a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department to improve access for people with disabilities. The Justice Department said today that the agreement includes making modifications to some city facilities so they're accessible to the disabled, and designating a city employee to coordinate compliance efforts. The agreement also requires the city to make most of the modifications within 3 years. Mayor Sly James said in a statement that the agreement ensures that the city can be explored and enjoyed by everyone. The Justice Department says it's the 200th settlement they've reached under its Project Civic Access. That's an initiative aimed at ensuring that cities comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities by state and local governments. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed new circuit judges in St. Louis and Kansas City. The governor's office says that Associate Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer has been elevated to a circuit judgeship in the city of St. Louis. Stelzer has served as a judge since 2004 and replaces Judge Angela Quiglis, who was appointed in April to the Missouri Court of Appeals. Nixon also appointed Kevin Harrell to serve as a circuit judge in Jackson County. Harrell is the chief deputy prosecuting attorney in Jackson County and has worked in that office since 1998. He replaces Judge Brian Wimes, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in April to a federal judgeship. Republican Sarah Steelman has loaned her U.S. Senate campaign an additional $100,000 for the final couple of weeks before Missouri's primary elections. Federal campaign finance reports show Steelman made the loan last Friday. It raises the total amount she had loaned her campaign to $500,000. Steelman campaign spokesperson Patrick Toohey said Tuesday that Steelman wants to make sure that she has enough resources to spread her message. He pointed to the nearly $5 million that Republican businessman John Bruner has contributed to his Senate campaign. The third major candidate in the race, Congressman Todd Akin, has not self-financed his campaign. The Republicans are competing in the August 7th primary for the right to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. The Catholic Diocese of Kansas City's St. Joseph has been removed from a civil lawsuit over alleged child sexual abuse by a priest. Jackson County Judge Ann Messley dismissed one count of failure to supervise children and two counts of fraudulent misrepresentation in a lawsuit against the Reverend Michael Tierney. The judge dismissed three similar counts against Tierney, but he still faces civil counts of child sexual abuse and battery. The suit alleges that Tierney abused a 13-year-old boy in the 1970s. Tierney has denied any wrongdoing. A St. Louis-based company that makes and sells carbon fiber worldwide is planning a $15 million expansion at a suburban plant. Governor Jay Nixon was on hand today for the announcement at Zoltec Corporation's recently renovated plant in St. Peter's. Missouri officials have authorized a $3.3 million incentive package for the company, which includes more than $3 million worth of tax credits through the state quality jobs and build programs. Officials also have authorized $75,000 for funding. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.